Welcome to Fear the Boot. My name is Dan.
This is Beth.
And I'm Adam.
All right, so to explain who Beth and Adam are, Beth is Pat's wife, probably the... I hate to introduce somebody that way.
Yeah, it's okay.
But no, she's also contributed to both the Sojourn anthologies, has a history blog that she's been working with, all kinds of good stuff. She's not just the accessory to Pat.
But that's how you know me.
Yeah,
that, so
that's probably how most people listening would most readily recognize you.
I mean, she's been on the show before too, but I mean, you have to have listened to the extensive Fear the Boot backlog in order to hear it, but she has been on Fear the Boot before.
I have.
Yes. And Adam is a longtime friend of the show who's helped us out with a great number of things, including the one that we're going to talk about today, which is the upcoming Fear the Con 11, because some people have been asking us questions about the dates for it, and we've got some stuff to talk about with the Kickstarter. But before we get to that, I'm going to throw out one other bit of business real quick, which is this coming Wednesday. So we are talking about November 8th from 10:30 p.m. until 11 p.m. Eastern time. I am going to be a guest on a syndicated radio show called Connections Live.
Ooh.
And it's a radio show about interpersonal relationships. And I'm going to be talking to them about gaming culture, about the stereotypes surrounding people in gaming, what gamers are actually like, dispelling some of the myths. And there are, I'm going to put a link in the show notes on where you can catch this, because if you don't have easy access to one of the radio stations that broadcasts the show, you can also listen to it live on Facebook. But if you want to listen to it on the radio, it will be broadcast in the following cities. And I will, once again, in the link in the show notes, you can find the channels. So it's in The Villages, Florida, Jacksonville, Florida, Tampa, Florida, Bradenton, Sarasota, Tampa Bay, Florida, Macon, Georgia, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, Colorado Springs, Colorado, Boulder, Colorado, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Las Vegas, Nevada, and Long Beach, California.
Very cool.
So if you're in one of those, you can catch me on the actual radio. If you're not in one of those, then please tune in on the Facebook live stream. Once again, that's going to be this coming Wednesday, November 8th. And my segment with them will be from 10:30 p.m. Eastern time to 11 p.m. Eastern time. And remember that there was a time shift.
The evil daylight savings time.
No, this is the good one.
This is the good one. This is the one we get an extra hour of sleep.
No, yeah. No, I have children that get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. So no, there's.
Yeah, now you have children that are going to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh,
yeah.
Glorious.
Forget about Christmas. Forget about Halloween. My favorite holiday of the year is this one. Because Santa has never brought me an extra hour of sleep.
That is true facts. He brings me Jameson, which is almost as good.
Well, I guess that could give you an extra hour of sleep. Maybe not with the same wake-up time, but nonetheless, it'd give you about the same benefit. All right, so let's get down to the nitty-gritty of Fear the Con. So, Beth and Adam, you guys are right at the center of organizing this. So, let's start with the basics. Adam, when is Fear the Con? Are we calling Fear the Con 2018 or Fear the Con 11? Because I've also seen it called Fear the Con 2018. This con goes to 11.
That's the motto, is and the con goes to 11.
The theme, the catchphrase, whatever you want to do, is this con goes to 11. This was an idea given to us by one of the Fear the Boot fans and has been a con goer a couple of times. One E.B. Hunter from Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm. I know Mr. Hunter.
Great guy.
He brought me the only beer that I've ever liked.
Really?
Yes.
He very handily got me drunk and maintained my buzz at the last Fear the Con. And when I asked him to pull it back, he managed to do so. I was very impressed. I've never met anybody who was able to do that. So, great guy. This year's Fear the Con, it is where I'm calling it Fear the Con 2018. This con goes to 11. If you want to call it Fear the Con 11, you're not wrong. So, and I'm not here to tell you that you're wrong.
Oh, I'll tell you if you're wrong, but you're not wrong in that case.
Beth will tell you if you're wrong.
Yeah, I judge.
Or I'm not here to tell you if you're wrong. That's her job.
Yeah, Fear the Con lost its numbering somewhere around 9. It's like the Star Trek movies, where somewhere in there between going from the originals to the Next Generation, and then, of course, the reboot, You don't know what. Like, is the next Star Trek movie, is it Star Trek 4? Or is it Star Trek? I don't even know. Like, I think 16
they should,
or something?
I think they should go crazy and just really mess people up. And it's like, it's Star Trek 2 1/4. Just really just Star mess Trek. People up.
Star Trek 2 point and then the movie number. All right. Kind of like how Mr. Robot does its stuff, where it does versions.
Oh, it does versions?
So like, it does versions.
Yeah,
it's
so
Star
Mr.
Trek
Robot.
Pie.
Star Trek Pie. Mr. Robot, great show, by the way. But like season 3, episode 4 would be Mr. Robot 3.4.
Well, there you go.
So, all right. Gotcha. Anyways, so, okay. So Fear the Con 2018, this con goes to 11. What are the dates?
June 22nd and 23rd, 2018.
Okay. And the Wing Night is up in the air, which we're going to talk about here in a second. But if the Wing Night happens, am I correct? That's going to be on the preceding Thursday, which is June 21st.
That is correct. Wing Night has traditionally been the Thursday prior to Fear the Con, and that is a tradition we are not interested in breaking.
Okay. Adam, you've got an outline. I can't believe someone other than me brought an outline to my show, but you did. So I'm going to give you the floor, sir.
So Wing Night is something that, if you're not familiar with Fear the Con and how it works, Worldwide Wing Night is the gamer holiday that Fear the Boot innovated years and years and years ago, and has happened prior to every Fear the Con that I have been to. When did that start, Dan? When was the first actual Wing Night prior to Fear the Con?
I don't remember. I would not be surprised if it goes back as far as 2006. I think it preceded the first Fear the Con.
So that means that it is definitely a tradition and must continue.
And by preceded the first Fear the Con, I don't mean it was the night before the first Fear the Con. I mean, I believe it occurred outside of the existence of Fear the Con, that it happened some months prior to Fear the Con even being a thing.
The idea behind it was that no matter where you are in the world, you get together with a bunch of your gaming buddies, you go to a place that serves beers and wings, and you drink said beers and you eat said wings, and you have a good time and you talk about gaming, or you game if you have a place that will accommodate you.
Yeah.
As far as that is concerned.
But we made it better. Yes, we did. We introduced the glorious Mikey Mason, who's also been in Time Magazine and my living room.
You're literally your living room, or is that a magazine?
No, he's literally been in my living room.
Okay, I knew he's okay. I don't know. I don't keep up with I didn't know if like my living room was like a spinoff of like Home and Garden or Red Book or something like
he's
this.
He's been in my home.
Okay.
In my living room.
Yes.
And he's also been in Time Magazine.
I did not know. What was he in Time Magazine for?
He was in Time Magazine as their viral video of the week for.
Really?
Yes, for She Don't Like Firefly.
That's outstanding. You see all these weird claims to fame we get? So Mikey was in Time Magazine for She Don't Like Firefly, which was, I mean, he's always been hilarious, but that was, I guess, we'll call his breakout, right? Gnarl was the Daily Deviation on DeviantArt.
No!
He was like,
seriously?
Seriously, dead serious. Gnarl was the Daily Deviation on DeviantArt.
That's awesome.
And we got thrown out of the eddies. But
that's the best part.
And then invited back in. But anyways, all right. So Worldwide Wing Night, right. Yeah, the point of it is we get together, and when we do it at the convention, we have a buffet of food. We are not allowed to serve alcohol at this hotel. That's not to say there isn't alcohol there.
Is none of my affair. Yeah. I will happily turn my head and see nothing.
It's BYOB, and then there is also a bar that is over in the lobby / eating area of the hotel.
And if you have a hotel room, you can get drink tickets.
Yes.
Just FYI. It's just,
we cannot personally hand you alcohol. That's not to say you can't have it. We just can't give it to you, but there's a buffet of food, so you eat your chicken wings, you eat your toasted ravioli, whatever it is that we have there, and we kick back some cold ones. And in the middle of that, Mikey Mason puts on an outstanding set of combined talking and a lot of musical comedy that is just outstanding stuff.
And last year was amazing because I introduced my children to Mikey Mason. Duncan is
I'm sure he expanded their vocabulary in ways that you will never undo.
No.
Just the song alone probably took care of that.
Think about who his parents are and then think about your statement.
Okay, never mind.
They've driven in a car with us.
Okay.
I will say this. Last year's show at Fear the Con was probably in the top three best ever Mikey Mason shows I've ever
been to. It was amazing.
I've been to more than 20 at this point.
It was amazing. It was a great show. Duncan was completely enamored. He thought it was the greatest thing. He was like, people can make up songs and have them be funny. I'm like, yes, they can, son.
How have you not introduced him to Weird Al?
That's what I was about to ask.
I did.
Know about after, Weird Al?
Well, it was a belated thing. We've been busy.
Hey. Fair. I thoroughly enjoyed Mikey Mason last year. By end of the convention was unintentionally funny, but I'll tell that story here in a little bit. All right, so let's keep kicking. What else is up here?
Well, and that's the thing. Wing Knight and Mikey Mason, those are stretch goals. That's a little further out. Mikey is an established stretch goal. We're not revealing when we're dropping stretch goals because we're evil like that.
We're terrible people.
Mikey is an established stretch goal. He's our first real stretch goal. Our baseline for Kickstarter is $6,000. I'm going to kind of launch into this a little bit. If we get $6,000, there'll just be a no frills bells and whistles con. You come, you game, you have a good time. I'll be there with bells on. Beth will be there, probably not with bells on.
It depends. Depends on who's asking.
Yeah, fair enough. It'll be a blast. If we get up to $6,800, though, we can invite Mikey out, and he'll do his thing. And at some point, some dollar amount after that, we will have a wing night. And that's my goal at this point. That's what I'm really hoping to get to.
Wing night or bust, people. Let's do this. Right. Don't make me cry.
Yeah. So let's talk about this for a little bit here. So the convention is being funded entirely through Kickstarter. So there's a Kickstarter running for Fear of the Con. It's on a relatively narrow timetable. So you want to get on this quickly. Check the show notes for the link. Get out there and get on this quickly. And there is not a ticket price to the convention. So whether the convention happens or not, walking through the door is 100% free. The only thing that determines whether this convention happens or not is whether right here, right now, at this point in time, people believe in it enough and want it enough to back it. I have backed it since I'm not running the Kickstarter. I can do that. So yep. I have backed it on behalf of myself, and I'll say right now, I hope you guys do as well, and that will determine whether this convention happens or not. So check the show notes for the Kickstarter, and the farther we get, the more frills, the more bells and whistles, the more goodies we're going to add to this convention, because once again, there's no ticket price. We're not nickel and diming you. It's not, $50 to get through the door and then a $5 for this and $2 for each game and here's your this ticket. No, it's not how this is being run. It's very, very yes, no. It's very Boolean.
Boolean.
You can tell I'm a computer programmer. So it's
wow. All right.
And come on, I want to see you guys. I mean, we've described this as the family reunion with family we like. So
now, one of the things that has been addressed a number of times with various individuals is that people hear that this is like a family reunion, perhaps new people, perhaps somebody that's never been to Fear the Con, and they're very concerned about whether or not they'll show up and just feel ostracized and feel left out.
No, we're nice people. Okay, I'm a nice person. Say,
every single person, new person that has come to this con that I have talked to, I'm not trying to make a blanket statement here, but what I am saying is that everybody that I've talked to that came to Fear the Con for the first time has never felt that way, has never felt like they were being left out, has never felt like they were just let out of the loop, has never felt ostracized in any way, shape, or form. It's a family reunion, and we're the brotherhood of gaming at this point. I mean, as long as you are willing to throw some dice and share a beer with me or share some wings with me, or hell, even if you just sit there and talk to me, I'm happy. I'm content. That makes me happy.
Okay. So let me tell you a story on that, which is speaking from my own position. I am someone who has social anxieties, who has a panic disorder, who is what they call an ambivert, which is someone who at times demonstrates extroverted and at times demonstrates introverted tendencies. I'm not going to go into too much explanation. If you really want to know, Google it. But I'm what they call an ambivert, but I definitely trend towards the introverted side. It is not any easier for me to be in crowds of strangers than it is for anybody else who struggles with that kind of thing. And when I walk into that room, I do not feel left out. I don't feel excluded. And you may be thinking, well, Dan, you run fear of the boot. You know, of course, blah, blah, blah. But once again, let me stress, this is not an easy thing for me. If these people weren't welcoming, that would affect me as much as it would anyone. And the other thing is where I do my part, because I figure the best that I can do is to lead by example, is on the wing night in particular, I attempt to sit at every table in the hall for at least a couple of minutes to talk to the people to make sure that they've at least shaken hands with and know the name of somebody there. And I know I'm not the only person that does it. I've seen other people do it. So don't be intimidated by this being a somewhat intimate setting, because it's not the sort of place that's going to make you feel uncomfortable or ostracized or something like that.
Well, and you guys can attest, I'm team mom. I will go and search out anybody who looks like they're not feeling comfortable or they need something, and I'll go and, you know, you got, you okay? Do you need something to eat? Are you not feeling good? Do you need a nap? Here, I know a nice girl. You can. You need a date. Chad says I'm Team Yenta. So
I was going to say, you've never set me up with anyone.
Well, you're married. Whoa.
Details, details.
Well, sorry.
Carla's not there through the whole con.
I figured you were fine. But I mean, I'll, you know, if you're feeling kind of sad or lonely, I'll come sit with you. I'll do whatever. I'll bring you chicken soup. I'm going to make sure that you feel comfortable and safe, because I suffer from anxiety as well. So going into a crowd is not easy for me either. And so I try to sort of, like Dan said, lead by example, in that I want to treat people the way I would want someone to treat me if I were sitting in a corner feeling awkward.
Right.
I'm also going to throw this out there just for anybody who does not know Beth as I do. When she says she will bring you chicken soup, this is not a joke. This is not a false promise.
No, I
if
really
you
will.
Require chicken soup, she will bring you chicken soup.
Yeah, Adam got the most disgusting envelope in the mail the other day.
Yeah, it was kind of bad.
It was soggy, it was gross, but it was the thought that counted.
Yes.
Hey, you told me you had a cold. It was blame just, yourself.
It was a sludgy and slightly squishy manila envelope.
You should have seen the look the postal worker gave me.
Yes.
Well, what are you going to do? I blame you.
All right. So, Adam, what else do we need to cover?
Well, there's a couple of things that are different this year. For instance, and I'm going to do this now. I'm going to out him. Bob Arns, Martian Bob, for the first time in I don't know how long, will not be in attendance this year.
Can't we're tell all me this. Cry.
I know. It's the end of an era, as far as I'm concerned. He will not be in attendance this year, and I'm very, very sad. However,
we will do everything within our power to make it up to everyone.
If I have to go to every single person who shows up and apologize for Bob not being there.
And bring them drinks.
I'm not going to bring them drinks, but I will apologize for them.
We will find somebody who is bald, who could walk around and say intellectual and yet horrifying things all convention long. So it feels like Bob is there.
Oh, or we could have Bob Arns Mad Libs and make.
Yes. Or like
Bob Arns Mad Libs.
Or like really short, like video bits. We'll call them. I don't know.
We'll have to come up with a good name.
Yeah, we'll have to come up with a good name.
Bob's Bits.
Yeah. Bob's Bits.
Wow.
This little.
Do you want to see Bob's Bits?
It'll just be this random collection of non sequitur horrible things that like, if somebody's like, I need a dose of Bob Arns, I'll just take out my phone and pick one at random.
There you go.
Boom. Here's like,
he's the ultimate friend computer.
Yes.
I was going to say, can we do like a soundboard of just Bobisms? Can we do that? Is that a thing?
Yes.
All right. So please tell me you've got other news or other things.
I have good news associated with this. As one of the Kickstarter rewards that we're offering at the, I think it's the $100 level.
Yes.
There are three games that will be live streamed in a private room.
And one of them is mine.
One of them is Beth Roper runs Bob Arnes's Scooby Thulu.
Yes. I saw that.
So everyone be afraid of that. And I didn't say that. I blame you, Adam. We're on the planning meeting. And they're like, you're running that. And I'm like, okay. The last time
I said it as kind of a joke. And Derek was like,
it's happening.
Yeah, no, she needs. That's happening. I'm writing it down. If you're like, wait, what? Hey, I don't get to say it. We're like, nope.
In fairness, the last time I ran a game at Fear the Con, it went horribly, horribly wrong. And somebody's character, who shall remain nameless, Adam, was killed by something that cannot be discussed on a family podcast, but had the word Excalibur engraved upon it.
Oh, yes. It was the 10-inch personal massager.
Yes.
Well, something else I'm shooting for this year, and no promises, but I'm working to make this happen, is to help fill the void of Bob Arnes' absence. I am trying to get our audio engineer and sort of recurring guest host, Aisha, down.
Oh, yeah, she should totally come.
So I'm trying to get her to come down. We're working on the details to get her from Seattle down to St. Louis for the convention. And by the way, the convention, am I correct, it will be at the same place as last year, the Drury correct. Inn in Brentwood? Okay, so it's the Drury Inn in Brentwood, Missouri, which is a suburb of St. Louis County, Missouri, not to be confused with St. Louis City. The whole geography is a mess. Look it up on a map. For anyone who's worried, it's a very nice neighborhood. It's a very calm neighborhood.
It's actually kind of a ritzy neighborhood.
Yeah, the whole mentality there is very laid back, very accepting. It's so don't worry about that. So, Adam, what are the other two games that are going to be live streamed?
The other two games, one is going to be me doing something horrible, as I always do at Free the Con. And one will be Derek. And then we do have... This is a fourth one, technically. We've press-ganged Churcher into running Traveler again.
Well, yeah.
And I'm sorry, well, I'm a little peeved because Sergeant Dan said that Churcher's Traveler game would fill up faster than anyone else's, and so far it has, so people, don't make me cry. Get into my game. I need to I need to best these people. Come on.
She needs validation, people. Come on now.
So, if you want to get in on one of these games... Those are backer levels.
Yes, at the $100 level.
We also have backer levels for people that want to be vendors. It's not a high fee. It's like, what, $40?
Yeah.
$40.
Yeah, it's $40 to get a spot as a vendor. We're trying to make this convention as accessible as we possibly can. But once
we're also going to make the vendors a whole lot more accessible than they were last year. Like, it was great that we had vendors last year, and they were awesome. And they had a great time, and they swore up and down they're coming back. And so far, everybody that was here that was involved last year is coming back this year, and then some. But yeah, this year, they're going to be a whole lot more accessible.
One of them that I think he was a vendor, he was an artist. He drew me a Noel picture. I'll take a picture of this and add it to the show notes.
That's really good.
I don't know if he's – I assume he's coming back this year. I don't know.
He offered to help out with art this year, too. So,
okay. So
we've got Ruben doing the main logo right now, and he'll be helping out with some of the artwork.
All right. So once again, check the show notes for links to a bunch of different stuff, including the Kickstarter that determines whether this happens at all. And I'm going to close this out by telling you how my Fear the Con 10 ended, because it is a comedy of bad choices.
Oh, no.
So
do go on.
All right. So, yeah, what happened was the con is broken up into a total of six gaming slots, three on the first day, three on the second. And so what happened was fairly well into the second day, I started feeling a little bit cold just from being in the hotel. One of the rooms in particular was brutally frigid.
Yes. And that's going to be amended.
And so I got really cold.
I don't know how, but okay.
I'll sit by the thermometer again.
Yeah, well, we'll jerk with a thermostat, or I don't know. We'll have, like, blankets to hand out. We'll just make something up. We'll get FEMA involved. But so I went outside, and I said, you know, it felt pretty good. Like, you ever been where you're really cold, and you walk out and sit in really hot temperatures, but because you're so cold, it feels good. And so it felt really good. And so I went and sat in my car, And I have no doubt, because it was not a cool day. It was a hot day to begin with.
It was June, so yeah, it was pretty warm.
I have no doubt it was over 100 degrees in my car. And you know how they say, you know, not to leave your baby in the car with the windows up. Well, that's also true for adults. So I sat in the driver's seat just to warm up, didn't have the windows cracked, and ended up falling asleep. And when I woke up, all I knew was, like, I couldn't piece together what was wrong. I just felt like my head was real fuzzy. I couldn't quite focus on anything. I couldn't really think straight. Nothing quite felt real. I didn't have good situational awareness. And because of the fact that my judgment was all messed up from this, I decided the smartest thing I could do was drive home and get some rest.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, God.
And in the short drive, just from the hotel parking lot to the highway, which is, what, a quarter mile?
Not even.
If even that. Yeah. I mean, it's not a long distance. I almost got in four major accidents just
holy
in that
God.
Short of a distance. Because I had given myself, because there's heat stroke and then heat exhaustion. I'd given myself the lesser of the two. So not, I think, what, heat stroke's the worst one?
I can't remember.
But yeah, heat exhaustion is the lesser of the two.
Yeah, so I had given myself heat exhaustion, and I didn't realize just how messed up I was.
Oh, my God.
Until I was already on the road a good distance home, and so I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm really bad. But that has nothing to do with the convention. That was just my...
Thank God you're okay.
That was just my dumb choices for falling asleep in a car with the windows up on a not even vaguely cool day.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's funny, but it's frightening, too.
Well, that's why also this year...
See, I would not let this happen, people. I am group mom. I would have left my shoes in the car so that I would know that Dan was asleep.
Well, this wasn't at this con. This was at Bob Arend's wedding, but I almost hit your husband with my bumper.
I remember that.
You were in the car with me when
yes,
I did it.
Yes, I was in the car. I was in the car with you.
Because Pat decided, I saw him like over across the parking lot.
He was wandering around the parking lot.
And he decided,
aimlessly.
I guess, he saw my car and he made a straight line for it. And I didn't think he was going to do that. I thought he was just going to walk forward to the pickup area.
Nope.
So I go around a row of cars and all of a sudden Pat is literally right in front of my car.
Whoops.
Four-wheel lockup, stopped. I mean... inches, maybe single digit feet.
He's fine.
from him. But
and I'm out the window going, you're gonna dent Dan's car.
So yeah, this year I'm thinking, even though I live locally, and this has nothing to do with the Kickstarter or any of that, but I'm thinking that I may go ahead and get a hotel room just so I have somewhere, you know, to retreat to
and
take
honestly
a break
this is the great thing about having the con in a hotel. So you game until wee hours of the morning, because I think like third and sixth slot end at midnight, then
11:30 somewhere.
And then you do a pickup game in like the little lounge area, and so then you don't have to get in your car and drive back to wherever you're going. You just kind of stumble upstairs and then fall down and go to bed.
Yeah, exactly.
It's beautiful.
And there's at least one restaurant within walking distance. There's a food bar right there for dinner.
There's a Target that's right next door.
Yeah, so I mean there's all kinds of
and
stuff.
A Chick-fil-A and a bunch of like fast food stuff.
There's a bunch of stuff right within walking distance. So all right, that's where we're going to wrap this one up. Once again, check the show notes for the information on the radio show connections. I hope you'll check that out, whether on your radio, if you're in one of those towns, or if you can't do that, then at least listen to the live stream. Then you'll find all the good details on that on their website. And the Fear the Con Kickstarter, we'll put that in the show notes. And you definitely want to help us make that happen, and you want to be there, you want to be a part of that, you will not regret it.
Go be in my game. It's going to have the zombie Harlem Globetrotters and possibly zombie Don Knotts. How can you say no to this?
Right. And you never know. If someone changes their backer level, go to church. The Running Traveler. So thank you guys. Thank you guys for tuning in. Have a great week, great games, and we will catch you next time. We'll be right back.